Russell Dickerson on FM 100.9 WRCO. Phil Neal, but all your trails are happy. Until we talk again later here on the radio.
Until we meet again.
Coming up, Community Conversation on WRCO FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is news time at 9 o'clock, and news this hour is sponsored by the Phoenix Center. Family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Ukrainian forces now taking part in the biggest occupation of Russian territory by a foreign army since World War II. Here's ABC's Ian Pannell.
Thousands of Ukrainian troops are now believed to have crossed in the last week around Kursk and now Belgorod. These are two places, by the way, that are used to launch attacks against Ukraine. Fierce firefights have been reported as Russia urgently sends in its defensive units, its attacking with drones and aircraft. Over 100,000 residents have now been forced to flee their homes.
Israel bracing for a retaliatory strike following the assassination of a top Hamas official in Tehran. A top Hezbollah leader was also assassinated. Israel watching its northern border closely as well. Donald Trump talking with Elon Musk last night on X, saying he would carry out the largest deportation in U.S. history if reelected. Arizona becoming the sixth state to include abortion rights on the ballot this fall. Voters will decide whether to ban the procedure at 24 weeks. This is ABC News. Teams working on new ways to fight cancer, sharing $150 million in new federal funding. It's part of President Biden's Cancer Moonshot program. He's announcing the grants later today.
So these funds are for developing technologies that will hopefully allow surgeons to more successfully remove tumors in cancer patients, reduce the need for repeat surgeries, and decrease the damage for healthy tissues. And for President Biden, this issue is very personal. He lost his son, Beau, to cancer in 2015. He first launched this initiative as vice president, then relaunched it in 2022 with the goal of reducing the cancer death rate in the U.S. by at least half.
That's ABC News Senior White House correspondent Selena Wang. U.S. gymnastics promising another appeal to try to get gymnast Jordan Chiles her bronze medal in the floor exercise back. Olympic officials ruled a challenge from Team USA that boosted her score came in too late. Now U.S. officials say they will take their appeal to a Swiss court. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The best place to catch a Friday night fish dinner is the Phoenix Center. Dine in or carry out delicious deep-fried or baked fish dinner. Fish serve from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Fridays only. The Phoenix Center serves food and fun every day. The pizza is out of this world. And after a great meal, make it an even better night with a game of bowling. The Phoenix Center is family fun at its best. Open at 10 o'clock Monday through Saturday and 4 o'clock on Sundays. The Phoenix Center, this area's go-to spot for good times and great food.
Rock Solid Forming, your authorized Simons dealer on County X Blue River, family owned and operated since 1992, offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, form release, concrete steelers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs. Rock Solid Forming strives to be number one in getting it to you when you need it and believes that personal service makes the difference. Call 608-536-3700. Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Weekend calls will be answered if possible. Rock Solid Forming, great products and the best customer service. 536-3700.
A high in the low 80s today with a slight chance of showers. Variable winds between 1 and 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, patchy fog possible, a low of 57. Wednesday, clouds gradually increasing and a high of 82. Wednesday night, showers likely by midnight, possibly a thunderstorm, and a low of 63. Some rain possible on Thursday, and a high of 77.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
It's fun for the whole family at the Crawford County Fair, August 22nd through the 25th in Gays Mills, Wisconsin. Bring the kids for the great carnival and plenty of kid-friendly activities. Admission to the fair is just $5 Thursday and Sunday, $10 Friday and Saturday, with kids 8 and under free. There are plenty of things for the kids during the day, all free with gate admission. For a full listing of all the fun happening, check out CrawfordCountyWisconsinFair.com for more information. See you in Gays Mills, August 22nd through the 25th for the Crawford County Fair.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Today's specials are country and community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
On our morning show from WRCO and WRCE, first of all, we remind you to get out and vote. Today is primary election day on the 13th of August. And secondly, we're in the studio to talk about For Pete's Sake, going on in Spring Green this very weekend, celebrating 20 years. In the studio with us, Todd Miller and Gene Ault. We'll introduce you to John Bagges and Sandra Schwartz as well in the studio to talk about their story. And first of all, we'll start with Todd. He's a veteran of this program. And good morning. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you for having us back, Phil.
I know you do a lot of hard work, 365 days a year. This is kind of the culmination Sunday in the park, isn't it?
Yeah, this is kind of crunch time. So we're dealing with making sure everything's set for Sunday and just dealing with all of the unpredictable things that come up with that. Which is why Jean is here. She keeps the list.
She's your backup.
You betcha.
Well, it looks like you're going to hit a home run with weather. Yes. I hate to even talk about it, but it looks like it's going to be pretty nice.
I know, but that stays away. I haven't seen a forecast. It's good for more than 24 hours lately.
If that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Todd, maybe you could give us a little history of For Pete's Sake as you celebrate 20 years this year.
Well, in 2004, there was a young man named Peter Greenwood, and he had cancer in his leg, and he lost most of one leg below the knee, if I recall correctly.
Yes,
is that, correct?
From the knee down.
Yeah, and so he was very athletic, and he wanted to have an athletic prosthetic leg, which was very expensive. So we came up with a figure of roughly $40,000 to $45,000. And so a number of fundraisers started happening, and it culminated with the For Pete's Sake Day in the park for the first time. And so that's why it's called For Pete's Sake. And it Peter is living in Canada now with his wife, if I'm correct.
His wife and two children.
And two children.
Two young boys.
Yeah.
He was just in Spring Green this last week, and I ran into him, and they're doing great.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
But he has to be proud that this organization exists and it's named in his honor, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so. Well,
yeah. And because we had raised enough money to get that prosthetic leg, and we had negotiated for it and everything else, there was some money left over. And we thought, well, maybe we can just keep going, because the intention of this was to help people with medical issues. And if we're taking care of Peter, then what can we do next? And that eventually grew to where, what, you know, it's not a competition of like one person wins. You know, it's how many people apply, what can we do to help effectively, and we'll see how we go. And sometimes that's 7 recipients in one funding round, and sometimes it's 1 or 2.
How many do you have this year then? This year
for the spring, we have 2 recipients that are on their 2nd round of funding, which is the maximum allowed. And if we do okay at the day in the park and the golf outing, which is coming up in September, then we'll hopefully have a fall funding round. We started that about 14 years ago, because we have our funding round and we have a deadline and we do our interviews and we make our spending decisions, and then the money's gone. But we always have the money in the bank for the commitment that we make. And so then a month later, somebody comes up with some horrible circumstance. And do you wait a year to do that, or do you try to divide it up a little bit? And so that's been the intent of having 2 funding rounds.
So you mentioned interview process. These people, that people come to you and nominate them, or how does that work? How are you aware of that?
Well, people apply, and there's, I think it's a 6-page application, and it gives us some idea of their financial status and of their medical history. And then the committee sits down and talks with folks for about 20 minutes, so we get a chance to meet each other and ask questions and stuff. And then if we decide that we're going to fund someone, then we get verification from a medical provider that this is in fact a condition, because there was one incident several years ago where someone shaved their head and said they had cancer, and they didn't have cancer at all. So, well, we got our money back from that.
You have to be careful then.
We have to be prudent, you know, mm-hmm. And the community has entrusted us to spend these funds in the way that we've described, and our board is all unpaid volunteers. You know, nobody's making any money off of this, and the recipients aren't getting rich, but they're getting by, and it's buying them a little bit of time. And sometimes it helps them to get back on their feet. Sometimes it allows them to pass with maybe a little more dignity than if they had not had any assistance from For Pete's Sake. So, and we do what we do what we can. You know, the focus is there shelter? Is there food? Is there transportation? Can you get to the doctor? Then there's the medical bills, and sometimes that requires some negotiation, because medical billing is an art of deception. So and we'll leave it at that. You know, there's lots of great healthcare providers out there, but the whole billing system is problematic.
Mm-hmm.
So
You've learned over the years, too, that some have gotten back on their feet. I'm sure they've been able to come back and give back a little bit then as a result, haven't they?
Yes, in some cases they have. I think right now, out of the 119 households that we've assisted, we know that 24 of our recipients have passed away. So, but you know, the majority of them are still alive, and some of them have been able to go back to work or shifted into retirement, but they're in a better place because of For Pete's Sake and this community, including Richland Center, it has been incredibly generous. And so we've been able to distribute over $1.4 million in assistance to 119 different households. And since I've signed every check, sometimes I'm just like, good grief. I had, you know, because it's a significant amount of money. But it, the way that it dribbles in, and then, you know, there's like this two-week period in August around now where things really boost up. But we don't have solid fundraisers to continue to raise money as the year goes on. And if we did, then we would probably take applications on a monthly basis. But we just don't have enough fundraising mechanisms to do that.
You serve those within the boundaries of the River Valley School District, is that correct?
Yeah, you have to be a resident of the River Valley School District, and you have to have a medically related need. So, and that has usually worked out all right.
That's a big area. I mean, land-wise, yes. You cover yes. a lot of ground, don't you?
It is, and I'm not sure of the count. I think it's somewhere around 12,000 people. So when you figure 119 households and 12,000 people, I think it's had a big impact on the community. So.
Most definitely. The big event is coming up on Sunday, and I think a lot of things going on, but I think the first thing that I look at is lots of music, lots of good sounds on Sunday.
There's lots of music. We start out kind of mellow at 11 o'clock in the morning, and we build it up a little bit. There's some jazz. There's a band called Violet Palms, which has just all originals. Sugar Mama and the Rent Check is just old-time rock and roll, of which I'm a part of. So that's kind of my favorite band on here. and then we have speeches and a raffle drawing from 5 to 5:30. And then the Solstice Jazz Band finishes the evening. And then, as kind of out of the blue, the Slowpoke Lounge and Cabaret downtown is a very popular music venue. And there's a fellow named Eric Tesmer who is playing, who you may be familiar with.
Absolutely, from Richland Center,
yep.
actually.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And he has decided to donate all of his proceeds from ticket sales to For Pete's Sake. And so if people still have some energy after they've spent the afternoon in the park, then they can go down to the Polk at 5:30 and enjoy a show at 7:30, and it'll be helping For Pete's Sake as well. So we're very grateful that's happening.
That's an awesome draw. He was named the number one guitarist in Austin, Texas a few years ago. Look him up if you're not aware of him.
I got to get down there and see him because I've missed him when he's been playing in the area. But yeah, I've heard nothing but good things.
It's a real cool for the area and For Pete's Sake. Let's bring John into the conversation.
Sure.
If we would. John Badges, who is in the other end of the room here. And John, good morning. How are
good
morning.
You? How are you?
Good. Well, tell us a little about your story, John.
I came to America in 1975, so it was a great trip, the blizzard of 75. Landed in O'Hare Airport with my family. It was my mom, my dad, and my sister. And we came from Yugoslavia, a country that doesn't exist anymore. And so we won what they consider there would be the lottery. And I had an aunt and uncle here, so we won the lottery. So he had social securities, visas, and everything, and work papers back in Yugoslavia before we even got onto the plane. As soon as we came to America, within a year, my father, he really busted his butt and got a house in Chicago. And I went to school in Chicago for about 6-7 years until we moved out to the suburbs. And within 6 years, we were American citizens. We were sworn in. And, I worked in Chicago as a union plaster, ornamental plaster restoration specialist for everything in downtown, Lyric Opera, you know, theaters, old hotels, and stuff like that. So I worked there for 30 years until basically my body started to give out from the construction. And then me and Sandra, we had moved out to Spring Green because she had breast cancer. So we moved out for UW, and then I was going through certain things. I have a rare keratoconus eye, you know, problem, which we've had a heck of a time just finding somebody to work on it, because it's very rare where most keratoconus, the eyes deteriorate the same. Mine do not. So I'm legally blind in the right eye and sort of low vision in the left. And we can't even find anybody to do possibly in-tech surgery on it. I've already had two surgeries, but so we've been sort of going through just nothing but running around trying to find doctors. Then I got, you know, then I got colon cancer. Then they were checking for a giant seroma that developed 4 months after the colon cancer, which then they found I had two large, very large, I guess, ping pong size, like nodules on the kidneys. So then the half of the right kidney got removed. I've got everything from osteoarthritis severe in the knees, the back, the shoulders, hips, and my spine. Let's see what else. I mean, there's just literally congestive heart failure. That's a slow one. But, you know, other than that, I feel fine.
Man, you get up in the morning with a smile on your face, though, right?
You have to. Yeah. You know, not always, and not until after I take about 6 or 7 pills. Oh. But, you know, just to be able to get up because of the pain. But I get shoulder injections, and my knees just got treated with, that's where they burn, what is that called?
Thermal ablation,
where they burn the nerve endings. So they're getting destroyed more, but I can't feel it as bad. So, you know, I would just take it day by day. And I did try to file for disability. So working for 30 years in a union construction, never had an issue. I mean, worked everywhere. When I filed for disability, they told me I didn't exist in the system. Well, when I became a U.S. citizen, they went ahead and I changed my name from Janosch to John. Well, Social Security never made those changes when I got sworn in. And so Social Security doesn't really care who you are. They collect the money, and it's based on a number. So when I went to file, nothing matched, so they red flagged it. And so I, after 40 years, I had to come up with original documents to show that I belong in this country. Otherwise, they said I had nothing. And that's been going on for 3 years, and I still don't have a decision.
Ah. If you were in your home country, the country you were born, things would be a lot different, wouldn't they?
Well, it was a communist country. It was run by a guy named Marshal Tito, who let people, you know, do what they wanted in the country. It wasn't a full communist-type country, but you were taken care of. So when you got old, and that's why coming to where I'm at now, you know, our country back then, you get taken care of by the government, you know, whether you're working or not or whatever. Here, you know, you have all these different rules. So I never got to realize, and at school, they never really taught you about, you know, retirement. They do now, but, you know, and all the money that we did save up in the last 3 years has been gone. And if it wasn't for Pete's sake, we probably would have been homeless about a year ago.
Living in Illinois as you did, and you moved out to the Spring Green area, you probably couldn't fathom the way there's a support network here in the rural areas, could you?
Well, we moved out because the place that we were living at was it was a nice area, but we were getting lots of shootings, and this is Fox Lake area, which is a very posh, you know, fairly expensive area, and just right down the street, you know, there were shootings, there was bodies found, there was, you know, all kinds of violence. So that's why when we decided to move up here, it was very different to see that, you know, people here care about people. Back there, you know, our thing was every Monday, everyone sits down and watches the news to see how many shootings there were in Chicago, you know, and here we moved out and I said, we're watching, you know, Monday news and it's the Corn Report. and the farm report, and you know, and it's stuff like that. So it was a huge adjustment, you know, growing up from Chicago to coming out here.
You know. Did you meet people right away when you moved out here?
Yeah, we started to meet people, and then we got a little more involved, and then my doctor is the one that I was going to, who was treating me for all this, who finally said, you know, she's like, you know, we were telling her about this whole thing about Social Security, and she's like, you know, you really, because she helps for Pete's sakes every year, and she says, you know, you really need to look online and get possibly involved with them, because I just told her, I said, we're at our last, you know, our last dime, literally, and we don't know really what we're going to do if this doesn't come through. And it didn't come through, but for Pete's sakes, did come through. So it's really been a rough ride.
You can speak firsthand about why, you know, for Pete's sake is so important to the area, can't you?
It is, and it's the local people. It has nothing to do with government. It's just people that, you know, that basically live in similar houses that we do, and do the everything, and have the same problems we do. I mean, Todd has health issues himself, and yet he's still doing this for people, you know. That's a lot of dedication, and that's where I think the towns like Richland Center and Spring Green, they do have a lot of dedication to the people around them.
Sounds like the aches and pains you go through, probably not even as bad as, you know, banging your head against the wall as you have against trying to get Social Security straightened up and medical insurance and, you know, kind of the government and everything. It seems like that's been a lot of hoops to jump through, John.
It's been nothing but I had lawyers for the disability and stuff, and they gave me bad information that screwed things up even more. And then they got paid, and then they decided, you know what, we've gone as far as we could. We don't want to go any farther. Well, yeah, you guys got paid $6,000 to do almost nothing, and then now, you know, we're stuck holding the bag trying to figure out what to do, and it's just, I don't know. I guess sometimes you get disgusted with the system because it's way too much red tape, and we don't look at what people need. We look at, you know, did you do this or did you, oh, you don't qualify because of this. And it's like, she, you know, Sandra just got like, I think $20 in her disability because she's disabled because of a bad car accident. And for $20 a month that they gave her, she's now jumped into this bracket where she has to pay $400 extra for her medical. Yeah. And it's like, so you give me $20, but you're going to hit me with $400. You know, it just doesn't make sense. Yeah. And the system needs to be revamped.
No doubt. We'll bring you into the conversation, Sandra. Anything you'd like to add of what John has said so far?
Well, sure. I mean, the first I want to say is I was very overwhelmed by what Gene and Todd were saying, because, you know, here they raised this money for this young man who needed a prosthesis, and they came up with the money, and, you know, hooray, they did it, and they could have stopped. You know, they didn't have to go on, and that they've done it for 20 years is just, it's amazing. Thank you. I really appreciate it. When we moved up here, I had just had breast cancer surgery and needed to start radiation. We had been looking for a home that we could own instead of rent in Illinois, and there really wasn't anything there that we could afford. So we decided to start looking into Wisconsin, and we found our beautiful home up here in Spring Green, and I walked through it, and I said, this is it, and I cried like a baby because I'm going to be 130 miles from my grandkids and my family. So we're making that work, but we closed on the house on a Friday, and I started my radiation on a Monday. So, I mean, we've really, since we've been here, just had one thing going on after another. And also, for Pete's sake, was so gracious to help us with gas money so I could go see my grandbabies. I just thought that was just the most beautiful thing that they cared even about that. So.
Yeah, part of it is having a positive attitude when you're recovering and, you know, continuing on your cancer journey. And right. Something like that really helps you, I think, along
it
the way.
Does. Doesn't it does. And moving up here where we didn't know anybody and being so self-absorbed and involved in healing and then, you know, jumping right in with John and I knew there was something wrong with his eyes when we moved, and we were driving to La Crosse probably one time a week, if not more. I mean, the gas money was just astronomical. But he had to have the cornea surgeries, and then the cancer started and everything. So it was really hard for us to kind of network in with people. But slowly we've been doing it and getting on our feet. So
you've had to be a part of the support network for John as well as going through your own thing. How difficult is that?
It was rough. I mean, it's you know, when there's a shift in your relationship, it's difficult. But I try to be patient and kind.
She needs a lot of patience.
I try. So, I mean, you just take it one day at a time. And I tell him, I have to have a break. I need to go to some thrift shop and just look at everything. I just need to go shopping.
Clear your mind.
Yeah. So I just take a drive. But no, we're managing, and if it wasn't for Pete's sake, we would not have that peace of mind right now. And that's the most important thing.
Unfortunately, you learned a lot about medical terms and different ailments and things like that.
I was in the medical profession before that. So I knew when I was reading test results, whether it was good or bad, or what to share with him, what to wait for his doctor to share with him. And yeah, so you learn a lot.
John, are you able to drive or not?
Keratoconus is the irregular surface of the eye, so seeing farther, I passed a test and I can. It's okay. I just can't see. Like, I have to get pretty close to a sign to read it, but you know, I know where I am. but the big thing is, I work on like woodworking just to try to keep busy, and that's the hardest thing because I can't see small graduations of measurements on like scales and stuff like that. So I have to work with like using a slide, one of those slide rulers, you know, that I can lock, and then I take it over to the saw, and I did take a chunk out of it last week. So you know,
not good.
No, but it does every now and then happen. But I try to keep busy with making like hardwood projects.
Mm-hmm. And that's important. Do you sell some of those works?
Up to here, because of the family, they've wanted stuff, so it's been gifts. But I also wanted to, make it higher quality and one-off stuff so that it's not what everybody else is doing out there. So I try to make it, you're never going to see anything probably like it or something. So different colors, hardwoods, South Africa, South American woods and stuff like that. So one of the pieces that I just donated, you know, was three boards and a steampunk. I didn't even know what steampunk was 2 months ago, but an epoxy steampunk, which caught jewelry box that I think is pretty beautiful. And, you know, it's done with some exotic woods from South America and steampunk epoxy and I think if people look at it online, I think they'd be, you know, pretty impressed at a guy that can't see very well, you know, does stuff like that. And that just keeps me busy because I tried, like, socking, and it doesn't work. It just brings you deeper into depression, and, you know, it just, everything just seems to be doom and gloom, so I have to keep busy and get up and do something. And sometimes I do take a couple of days off because my shoulders hurt, knees hurt, whatever.
Can't see.
I do have bad days with the eyes where it's literally just blurry. So those are my no-saw days. But if I didn't have that, I would probably, you know, be in really bad shape because last year I was it January this year? It just everything seemed to have gone wrong and was in really, really bad shape mentally with just, is this even worth it? You know, I'm getting up every morning taking pills. We're away from the kids and the grandkids. Just nothing but bad news every time you look around. And, you know, you start to think like, I don't know, is this really worth it?
I can understand that. Yeah, that's not easy. But things like this, You know, they put a smile on your face for Pete's sake, right?
Yeah, it does. And you know, it was with Sandra's going to be doing stuff for their bake sale. And again, I provided 4 pieces to them. And it's not something like, oh, my God, you know, it's incredible. But it is just my way of appreciating everything that they do and you know, saying thank you for not only me, but, I mean, everybody else in the community that – you know, that they help and that helps us and some of the, you know, people that they provide help for.
That's awesome you're giving back. We're going to take a time out and come back. We'll talk a little bit more about the event coming up this weekend in Spring Green. For Pete's Sake, our subject today on The Morning Show.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
At Rockwell, community involvement is important to us. Each year, our team donates thousands of dollars to local charities, such as Grace and the Richland Center Food Pantry. Our community involvement does not stop there. We are currently in the process of gathering supplies for local schools. Collections are going within our facility through August 30th. In addition, we partnered with the Richland School District, and therefore, there is a drop box at the district office for anyone in the community who wants to donate supplies to. Their office is open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Friday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Please join us in donating these items to help our local schools.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Celebrate one last fair before summer ends at the Crawford County Fair, August 22nd through the 25th in Gays Mills, Wisconsin. Check out the events in the grandstand, including the Challenge of Champions Bull Ride, Sea Check Bucking Bulls Thursday night, the Tri-State Truck and Tractor Pullers Friday night, and the Demolition Derby Saturday night. Don't miss the Antique Tractor Pull Saturday at 10 a.m. or Car Show Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, visit CrawfordCountyWisconsinFair.com. The Crawford County Fair, August 22nd through the 25th, in Gays Mills.
When you get to Oakwood, you're out there having fun.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is now open. Stop by for the area's best new crop apples, Rave, Paula Red, and Zestar. Also, the bakery is in full swing with fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, turnovers, and all the goodies. Oakwood Fruit Farm is located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs, check out the new website, and like them on Facebook. Oakwood Fruit Farm is open 7 days a week from 9 until 5.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you are a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope. furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
John Bangis and Sandra Schwartz, Gene Ault, Todd Miller in the studio talking about For Pete's Sake today on the morning show. Todd, it's back to you. You're it. There are a lot of things going on this weekend in Spring Green.
Yeah, well, let's
talk about some of the things in the order of events.
Well, we've talked about the bands that are going to be playing. So we've got music from 11 until 6:30, and the speeches and the raffle drawing from 5 to 5:30 p.m. But at 8 a.m. in the ball field shelter, you can register for the Rum Walk or the ride, which is either 15K or 30K, or the pickleball tournament, which Gene can explain, but I am ignorant about pickleball. So,
are you the expert, Gene?
She is.
Oh, okay.
Well, not exactly. I play, but I'm not an expert. So we're having a pickleball tournament starting at 8 a.m., and you can still register for it. We can't give out T-shirts anymore because that order has gone in. But you can still register up until the day of the event. And our pickleball courts are new as of a year ago or so, a year and a half. And we have three courts, and we will have a round-robin tournament that
awesome.
Morning. We had one last year that brought in a few people. This year we, I think, have 13 teams registered, double teams registered for this year.
Is the registration closed then?
No, you can still register.
Good.
You just won't get a T-shirt.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So the registration is on our website if people want to go to that. And yeah, it was a lot of fun, and the people running it are excited about this year.
And then you have another run walk coming up at 9. Is that the case then?
So registration is available at 8 a.m. And of course, you can go online at any time and register as well. But the Rum Walk and the ride take off at 9 a.m. The pickleball tournament goes for a while. I'm not really sure how long.
It depends on no end time.
And then while that's going on, we're getting set up in the pavilion for the silent auction, making sure there's chairs and tables in the tent, getting the sound equipment in place for all of that. So, again, the music starts at 11. The food will be available at around 11. The Lions take care of preparing that. The KCs take care of beverages. And we've got Culver's Custard and a brownie.
It's from Simply Rooted. Culver's don't provide the ice cream anymore.
Well, you forgot to correct this on the press release.
I probably did.
And I missed it. So... But anyway, we have a brownie stand. We've got a kids area, which is very popular, and we're upgrading that this year. So Cardinal was very generous in helping to sponsor that. And we have a new volunteer who's organizing it. So you pay $5 for a wristband, and your kid can participate in everything that's in there. And we've lowered the price partly because of Culver's, but essentially parents can sit down and relax and their kids can have fun and everybody's happy. So there is a cakewalk where people have donated baked goods, and that's been very popular.
And Sandra's baked goods will be in the cakewalk.
She, yes.
We can attest to the fact she's an excellent baker. She brought us treats.
Wow.
For a meeting.
And I might have to do the cakewalk just to be able to get some of Sandra's stuff, because it's good.
It'll be worth it, huh?
Yeah. And then, of course, we have a raffle. So the raffle has a number of different prizes. Tickets will be on sale until 5 p.m. that day, and we will do a raffle drawing by 5:30, but we kind of mix the speeches in with the raffle drawing. We have a silent auction, which has a variety of items. They generally come in the last few days, which drives the volunteer who is in charge of this absolutely crazy. But she's maintained herself so far, not quit. So that'll cut off at 4:30, so people will be able to pick up their stuff and pay for it, and then still sit down and enjoy the speeches and the raffle drawing. Other than that, am I missing something, Jane?
I don't think so.
Okay. So donations can be made online at forpetesake.com, and that is spelled out numeral 4, PETESAKE.com. If you would prefer to mail in a check, you can send that to P.O. Box 577 in Spring Green, 53588. And, of course, if you want more information and you want to see all of the different applications and stuff, that's all up at www.forpetesake.com.
Any more about some of the items that you'll be auctioning off, or the silent auction and things like that? Do you have some really good things from the area?
We have a paddle board.
This is the raffle.
You asked about the raffle.
Either or.
Yeah. So the raffle, we have a inflatable paddle board worth $1,000 value. We have a $500 Visa gift card donated by People's Community Bank. Two $250 gift cards to Prem Meats in Spring Green, a solo stove bonfire, which is one of those stoves that you can sit on your patio.
Those are nice.
A gas stove that you can set on your patio.
Yeah.
And then a $300 cash anonymous donation, a $200 cash donation, and a set of pickleball paddles.
Okay.
So those are our prizes for the raffle.
So if you win the raffle, you have your choice?
No, we'll pick out a ticket for each one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we pull the first ticket. That's the grand prize winner. But we don't announce it until the end. So we, you know, it took us about 5 years to be told the correct way to do a raffle drawing. So
got to follow the rules.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah, apparently there are rules. Mm-hmm. So.
And the silent auction, you can bid on those throughout the day, then until 4:30, it looks like.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I don't have information on some of the items. I know John's cutting boards and the jewelry box for sure. And I know there's a rocking chair.
There's three rocking chairs.
Three rocking chairs.
There may be more furniture coming.
Okay.
But again, you know, and God bless them, the people are donating.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of nice to have stuff a little sooner than later. So
we always have gift certificates for various places around town also. But I really can't give you specifics as to what's going to be there this year.
Sounds like a good array of stuff, though.
Yes. Oh, yep. Yes. It always is.
And it's all at Veterans Park in Spring Green.
Yes.
Yes.
Which is North Park.
Which is, yeah.
Yeah, it was renamed Veterans Park this last year when they put in the Veterans Memorial that's located near the swimming pool, which is where the pavilion is, where we'll be. But it always was North Park, and now it's Veterans Park because of the Veterans Memorial.
Yeah, very good. And do you have like a little stage there set up for the music then, Todd?
Yeah, we have a stage that was built by a volunteer from APT who's in the set shop. So that's held up really well over the years. And it's about 20 by 15. So it can fit everybody from a single person to a 25-piece band like the Solstice Jazz Band. So it's been very handy. And then we hire a professional sound person to run the sound because it gets complicated as you understand, I'm sure.
I do. So, that's a big enough stage for you to do the flying V kick, though, when you're playing your songs out there, right, with your
paper. Well, yeah, and if I was 25 again, maybe. But
when Sugar Mama and the Rent Check take the stage then, right?
Yeah.
So that's your group. Tell us a little bit more about those baked goods, Sandra. You've got to figure it out, your menu, what you're going to do.
Well, pretty much. I'm making some triple chip cookies and some brownies and banana bread and maybe something else. I'm not sure yet. Baking has always been a hobby of mine. I've quit making it a hobby of eating everything I bake. So I love to make it and give it away.
Sure.
So, yeah.
See the joy on someone else's face when, they get it then.
Share the joy for sure. Yeah. And the calories.
And it's amazing at these auctions. Those are the kind of things that seem to go better than, you know, sometimes material things too.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I remember when I was a little girl in West Virginia, my dad was from West Virginia, and they actually have the cakewalk numbers in the sidewalk. And I won a cake at the cakewalk. And I was so excited. I was maybe five. And so I was really excited to hear they were having a cakewalk. Oh, that's so...
The kids love it.
Yeah. Oh, I bet they do.
To be a part of it. That's the thing. You know, kids are welcome. And you mentioned lots of kids' games and things all day. They're not going to get bored.
No, they aren't. No. We have a jumpy house, a jumpy castle, and then another one that has a slide, a jumpy house with a slide. So, yes, the kids can keep busy. All day long
on Sunday. Yeah. John, we've kind of left you out for the second half here, but anything you'd like to add from our conversation today?
Well, me and Sandra will be there, just hanging out on Sunday. And again, it's just we don't really even know how to express our appreciation for not only for Pete's sakes, but basically everybody in the community, you know, with Richland Center and Spring Green and stuff, for not just helping us, but we know others that are in the same situation that they have helped, that, you know, it's an incredible thing. And a lot of people don't understand how much it does help, because we were literally on the doorsteps of what are we going to do. So, you know, it's just an incredible thing. And you know, like Sandra gets emotional. I do too, but I do it in privacy. And but it is, you just can't even, you know, put in words, you know, when you can't make a bill. And I did very well for 30 years. I worked in construction and owned a company and everything. So we had a pretty good nest egg. It was all gone. You know, when you start getting into medical bills and you start getting into everything else, when it goes bad, it doesn't take long for it to go. And then when you're looking at never being in a situation to where I don't even think I've ever even collected unemployment, and then all of a sudden you can't even pay a $150 electric bill. So when Pete's sake came along, it is a huge, huge, you know, not only a relief, but it just makes you think, like, you know, they're doing a lot of good for a lot of people.
That's why it's important for all of us, because we never know when we might be the one, how quickly life can change, John.
Yeah, exactly. When Sandra found out, I mean, we lived in, you know, it was a nice place. We lived on the water in Fox Lake. We had a boat. We had a pier. We had, you know, everything that the kids came out. We went boating on weekends and had big barbecues. And then all of a sudden, you know, you go within 3 years to both of us having cancer. I had it, you know, twice. And then all of a sudden, you can't make these little bills. And before, you know, you had everything. I mean, everything, you know, I had the American dream. And then all of a sudden, within 3 years, you're in the, you know, the American nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
So
you think some of your health issues could have come from your line of work then through the years?
A lot of it did. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of it did, you know, working outside and in the cold, and the osteoarthritis just getting constantly worse and worse. And, you know, I need knee replacement, hip replacement, and shoulder replacement. But I don't know if you noticed, but I'm a little chubby, and I got to get my weight down before they'll go ahead and do that. And I have been working on it, and I have lost an incredible amount, but I still have a ways to go. And you know, it's really been a rough trip.
You're going to be the bionic man, though, someday, it sounds like.
I don't know if it's bionic. I tell my kids I'll maybe be $250,000 man with some of these surgeries, you know.
Or more, unfortunately, right? The thing about where you lived before, though, again, sometimes, you know, in the bigger cities, and I have family members that live there, too, they don't know whether the next-door neighbor has cancer or they're going through a tough time, and they're not going to bring a pie over to them or a meal or anything, are they?
We didn't even know our neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we rarely ever talked to them, you know. I go to my sister still. She still lives there, and they don't know any of their neighbors. You know, and it's like they don't really know their community. And, you know, just in 3 years, we've gotten more attached to this community than we did, you know, in 30 years in Chicago.
Fortunately, you live where you live now, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else you'd like to add about For Pete's Sake, either of you, John or Sandra?
Well, we just hope that, you know, that they keep doing what they're doing. And I just hope the community keeps helping For Pete's Sake, because, you know, a lot of the times a lot of people think, well, I'm going to donate $10, and is it really going to help? It helps. Because, you know, there might be 150 others, and that might make, you know, 2 months worth of payments for somebody. And that's a huge difference when you can't, you know. And nobody cares when you can't, because they go, look, the bank says, we don't care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't know what you're going through, yeah. Or they don't care.
It's not our problem. You signed here, yep. Pay your bills. And, you know, when you're in that position where you literally, where am I going to work? I don't even qualify to go work as a Walmart greeter, you know. So I can't see. I can't look at a screen too long. I can't, you know, computers or anything. So I work, you know, 4 or 5 hours a day on these wood things and try to keep busy. But what am I really going to do?
It's been a pleasure to meet both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. It was very nice meeting you.
Good luck. And hopefully the next time we talk, things will be maybe even a little bit better, yeah. For you.
So, hopefully.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You bet. John Bages and Sandra Schwartz joining us here on WRCO Radio. Todd, we just hope a lot of people will come out and support the cause on Sunday.
Well, we had one rain year where we actually had skids that people walked on to get to the pavilion. So that was the worst year. But hopefully we'll have decent weather. This is pretty incredible weather for August right now.
It is.
So and we do appreciate people coming out and participating and finding out about For Pete's Sake, because it's amazing how many of our recipients had never heard of it. And we just take it for granted. You know,
yeah, we do. We'll keep reading a good forecast for you, too.
Yeah. Okay.
I have one more thing to add.
Sure.
On September 20th, Friday, September 20th, we'll have our 5th annual golf outing, which has been very successful over the years. And so we encourage people to there's still room to sign up. We take, you know, anywhere from 16 to 18 to 20 teams. For the golf tournament, it starts at 10:30 with registration, and at 12 o'clock, there's a shotgun start. It's a four-man scramble.
Okay.
Format.
And that's locally?
Yes, it's at the House in the Rock Resort.
Mm-hmm. Is there a deadline to sign up for that, Jane?
There is, but I can't tell you what it is.
Okay.
September. Usually we extend the deadline.
Mm-hmm. Let me see.
I think it's September 1st at the moment.
I think it is September 1st.
September 1st.
I saw that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, we hope people will take part in that, too.
And you can register online at www.forpetesake.com.
Great place to golf, and it's a great cause,
yes,
too.
Yes.
Great. Well, thanks for what you two do.
Thank you for what you're doing.
You bet. Joining us today, Todd Miller and Gene Ault. And again, it's For Pete's Sake, the number 4 Pete's Sake. You can find out more, and their upcoming Day in the Park, celebrating 20 years, is this Sunday.
Hey, Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates and all your title needs.
We look forward to serving you.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Thanks to the guests for joining us today about For Pete's Sake on the morning show today. A great group, and we wish them well with their event coming up on Sunday. Again, that forecast sounds pretty nice. Partly cloudy and a high of 80. We will take that. This week, we'll also talk about the upcoming Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show. Pete Holzman will be